You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into a big show today on this Tuesday, the final day of November. It is the Gym Class here on KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, just about set to join me from his home on the southwest side. Mike Halas, sports columnist and beat writer for the Iowa men's basketball team, will join us. We'll talk about Iowa's big win last night in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. We'll talk about Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media today. We'll talk about Iowa, Nebraska. We'll talk about Iowa and Michigan. We'll look ahead to Iowa-Purdue basketball as well. You name it, we'll talk about it with Mike Halas. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit on the program. Also, we will talk about what Kirk Ferentz had to say today in Iowa City and a whole lot more, including your thoughts about a big-time Iowa victory last night on the hardwood. Thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Check them out online at DePaco.com. That is DePaco.com. We do appreciate those folks each and every day right here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Text line available, phone line available, 319-366-1600. That is the number for both, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today as we dive into a Tuesday edition of the show here on the Gym Class. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone, and anxious to talk with Michael Oss. It's been a little while. And we'll bring you up today what happened in the Iowa football camp. And, of course, that game last night when Iowa survived Virginia, as you mentioned. And let me squeeze this in at the top. We neglected to reveal the winner of the Eagles Hideaway pick six from last week. Dave won in a tiebreaker, probably the third or fourth time he's done so this year, Scott. But most importantly, John from Cedar Rapids is the winner of a $25 gift certificate to Emo's Hideaway. We'll give one person another opportunity on Friday.
Yes, we will, as we'll take a look at championship weekend as far as the college football scene is concerned. And yeah, win for the Hawkeyes last night. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. I am very saddened today, Mark, as all Chicago White Sox fans should be, as we lost a great one in the last, in the last 24 hours or so, as found out that Lamar Hoyt passed away. Lamar Hoyt, the 1983 Cy Young Award winner for the Chicago White Sox, the winning ugly Chicago White Sox, came out of nowhere to win the Cy Young, and then kind of went back that way after he won the Cy Young Award. Had some inner demons that he dealt with, no doubt about that, but for 1 year, man, he was unhittable.
He really was. 24 wins and 11 complete games in 1983. I don't have to remind you or other White Sox fans of that, but I don't know if you could say he's a one-hit wonder. I think he won 15 games once or twice, but quickly plummeted in his career. And you mentioned the issues that he had. He was 66 years old as he passed, as you mentioned. But what a terrific year. And I'm sure he faced Norway's Mike Boddicker a time or two. Mike was in Baltimore at the time. I think they met the ALCS. I'm not sure.
Yeah, 1983 ALCS.
All right. Yeah.
And I don't want to remember that one too much. the Orioles won that one back in 1983. That was a good team. two good teams going at it. I'm still bitter about the Richard Dotson loss in 1983 in the playoffs. That was back when, you know, you had just a handful of teams making the playoffs, not 14 that we're going to have if we have a baseball season coming up next year. And you get to pick your team you want to play.
How about that?
I about fell off my chair when I read that last night. What? What? Okay. All right. Way to go, baseball. Hats off to Lamar Dewey-Hoyt, the 1983 Cy Young winner. 319-366-1600 at 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. That is the text line available to you as we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Before we get to basketball, let's just start with football. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today in Iowa City ahead of the Big Ten Championship game. A very emotional Kirk today. He had a couple times where he had to kind of stop, collect himself a little bit, and start talking about the team and off the field, on the field, what have you. And along with that, several Hawkeyes honored today by the Big Ten Conference as the defensive and special teams all-conference teams for 2021 were announced.
Yeah, the highlights of that, and I'm sure you can get to the rest after I speak, but Riley Moss, defensive back, named the Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year. Charlie Jones, the Return Specialist of the Year. Two among many who were honored by coaches and media, all Big Ten teams today on defense and special teams. News that quarterback Deuce Hogan, a former four-star recruit, is entering the transfer portal. Probably expected, but maybe exacerbated by what Kirk Ferentz said after the Nebraska game. He said, in speaking of players with the flu, that kind of jokingly said, if Deuce was going to be our quarterback, I might have stayed home. You know, I don't know that you can blame Kirk Ferentz for running Deuce Hogan out of town, because I think he was pretty much gone anyway. But as far as quarterbacks go, Kirk Ferentz confirmed that Spencer Petras will be the starter against Michigan Saturday night, and defensive back Matt Hankins, really unfortunate, he's likely going to miss the rest of the year, including the bowl game.
Yeah, and that's obviously a tough situation right there as far as Matt Hankins is concerned. And going back to Deuce Hogan, though, you had to know if you were a football fan in 2021, not an Iowa fan, just basically a college football fan, that three quarterbacks, only one can play, and one of them hasn't seen the field as of yet, other than just basically, you know, mop-up duty and spring stuff. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that one of them was probably going to enter the transfer portal, and unfortunately, I guess, the odd man out in this situation was Deuce Hogan. And I will join Iowa and others in saying that we wish him the best of luck in his future endeavors, wherever that may be. I hope he ends up being a starting quarterback somewhere. I think he can be a starting quarterback somewhere. Had very gaudy numbers out there. I'm not sure where he's going to end up. I'm not sure where Spencer Rattler is going to end up. It's 2021, and you know, it's a pretty good bet that, you know what, you could say even up to a quarter of the people you bring in a respective class are going to not be with your football team in 4 or 5 years down the road. I think that's easy to say in 2021 and beyond, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think Deuce Hogan saw the writing on the wall. He's out of Grapevine, Texas, by the way, and whether he wants to get closer to home, there's plenty of opportunities in Texas, depending on the makeup of certain teams. I don't know. But there's a reason he was number three. And Joey Labus, another quarterback on the roster, he moves up. But is it a great loss? I don't know. If Deuce goes on to win all-conference honors two or three times, maybe it was. I don't know. But as of right now, I think he saw that Petras and Padilla were going to be ahead of him and pull up stakes. as a lot of coaches do these days.
True. 319-366-1600. David and Hudson predicts one more quarterback will still enter the portal from Iowa after the season. Now, the Hawks have signed one quarterback to come in as far as this class is concerned. You mentioned Labus still there as the number three guy now. We'll see. David, you could be right as far as that is concerned. 6936 says, I'll take Hogan at UNI. Exclamation point. I don't see that happening, though. Like you said, he's from Grapevine, Texas. I think Deuce Hogan, a four-star guy, wants to play his college football at a FBS level. And that is not a slight to Mark Farley, the UNI Panthers, what have you. I just think that is the way it is. And I just don't see him ending up in Cedar Falls. We'll see. 9663 says, I don't understand as a four-star and never seen the field. Again, don't get caught up in stars. I think that's the – and we've said it before, how many all Big Ten, all American players, not only at Iowa but around the country, have come in as walk-ons, have come in as two-star guys, three stars at the most, and changed an entire football program. Stars are basically attached to an individual based on workouts, off-season workouts, camps, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, arm strength. Oh, he can throw it through a wall. Four-star. And I'm not picking on Deuce Hogan or anything like that. It's just the way of the world right now. Used to be you looked at guys on the field or on the court. And Mark, you know as well as I do, nobody does that anymore. it's how you look everywhere else. It's the underwear Olympics, man. That's what it is now.
It's a prime reminder that this is what recruiting is. Don't read too much into stars. Iowa in the past has had five-star recruits barely seeing the field. I remember one year that there was a Dave Doering or something like that, a lineman who never panned out. You got guys on Iowa's team this year. Charlie Jones was a two-star. He's a first-team All-Big Ten player. Zach Van Valkenburg, who didn't even start his career at the Division I level, a second-team All-Conference player. Stars are only nice to look at night, I think.
I got to tell you, just looking at Twitter right now, I don't know if this is good or I think it's not good, but you've got Brian Kelly, who is now his private jet has just, or LSU's private jet, or somebody's private jet. He has just landed in Baton Rouge, and you've got LSU people out there in the periphery, fans basically tailgating, having beers, what have you, for Brian Kelly. I don't think there's any more of a big-time college athletics 2021 look than there is right now as far as this video is concerned.
Baton Rouge is a whole lot different than South Bend, that's for sure. And people ripping Brian Kelly today for sending out a text last night and then meeting for all of a couple minutes with his team today, not taking any questions from players. What's appropriate to spend time? What are the players going to ask? Why, coach? Why are you leaving us? He pretty much reiterated his email, and to say that Brian Kelly is, this is a money grab for him. Say the same thing about Lincoln Riley. These guys have piles of money. It's not about the money. It's about opportunity to recruit better football players at LSU than Notre Dame, with Notre Dame's entrance requirements and whatnot. Notre Dame is still going to be good. I think Luke Fickell, perhaps Matt Campbell, are in the crosshairs of Notre Dame, but who knows? But Brian Kelly under a lot of criticism today, and I'm not sure it's justified.
319-366-1600-0818. You don't play as a frosh and you transfer. What am I missing? Well, it's 2021. And if you don't play right away, you're going to leave. 57-11 wants Cooper DeGene moved to quarterback like he did at Oldebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove to a great deal of success. He could be a starting corner next year for the Iowa Hawkeyes, already on special teams this year. He is going to be a good one, no doubt about that. And 98-43, just my opinion, Hogan would be a perfect fit at Iowa State and arrive at a good time. I'll say it again. Iowa State is going to roll with Hunter Deckers next year, everybody.
Yep.
He is a good quarterback with a big arm, big guy, and I just don't see another scenario where Hunter Deckers is not quarterbacking Iowa State next year. So just my thoughts. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on a Tuesday edition of the program. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Keep those texts coming in. We're going to talk to Mike Halas here in about 10 minutes. We do need to touch upon last night's basketball game. Iowa kicking off the Big Ten ACC Challenge with the victory on the road at JPJ in Charlottesville, Virginia, as the Hawkeyes defeated the Virginia Cavaliers last night. Got out to a big lead, shot the ball extremely well in the first half. Virginia shot the ball extremely well in the second half. Both teams missed some critical free throws down the stretch, but Iowa made two plays in the end, one offensive and one defensive, to come up with the victory. And I told you toward the last minute of the game last night, Mark, I texted you and said, win or lose, this team has showed me something tonight. And I'm going to stick with that. Because a lot of people thought that this team was going to just lay an egg last night or lay an egg this season without Luka Garza and Joe Wieskamp. This is a talented team. Jordan Bohannon, he hits like that. Iowa's going to be in line to get a lot of victories this year. He's not going to hit those threes all the time. We know that. That's just the way basketball is out there. But Chris Murray, really good off the bench last night for the Hawkeyes. Keegan Murray didn't have his 27, but by golly, what was 18, I believe, he came up with last night. This team they have an Achilles heel, and it showed last night. Virginia's big. If he was in, if he did not get two fouls early in the game, could have been a whole different scenario that played out. Teams are going to score inside on Iowa. There is no doubt about that. Iowa does not have a true center. They've got one. He's on the bench. Ogundele. He's not going to play a whole lot this year. Rabracha has to play center defensively, and he's going to have trouble a lot of times because guys are just going to be physically bigger than he is. Iowa's going to play a lot of zone, no doubt about that. But this team's got enough talent that they can stick with some folks out there. They're not going to win all these games like they did last night, but I think they're going to make. I think they're going to have an exciting brand of basketball this year. Just my thoughts about it. 319-366-1600. Your take on the game last night, Mark?
Yeah, we and others have said for a long time now, since the beginning of the season, that Iowa wouldn't get a true test and we wouldn't get a true measuring stick of this team until it went to Virginia. Now, this is not Tony Bennett's best team, but Bennett still prides himself in having good defensive teams. And Iowa put up, 40-some points in the first half. And even when Iowa was up 21, anybody that's watched college basketball will tell you the game isn't over in the first half. And it wasn't. Virginia shot 60-some percent in the second half, made every three that it looked at. Yeah, you can say, well, Iowa's defense wasn't very good. But Iowa faced adversity, even went down by a couple points, saw that lead evaporate, and yet had the resiliency of winning that basketball game. Joe Toussaint hitting the game winner. And you know what? That was a tougher shot than people realize. It was one of those shots that, well, you just, you know, shoot it straight at the basket, you bank it in. Maybe Toussaint had to call a bank, I don't know. But it did go in. And then a terrific block by Patrick McCaffrey. And I would say that sometimes when you go on the road, and even though it's a perfectly clean block, you might not get that call. But Iowa did a one-point victory, and we'll get another measuring stick Friday at Purdue, right?
A bigger one.
Yeah.
Because Purdue is really good. Probably should be number one in the country right now, but number two is not bad. But Trevion Williams could have a pretty good night. And that's nothing against Philip Rabacha, anybody like that. He's not a center, and he's asked to play center as far as this team is concerned. And it could be a whole different ball game coming up on Friday night. But that was a big one for the Hawkeyes to get out there. 319-366-1600. Brian Kelly has landed, everybody. Waving to the crowd. Justin Cerency, who is over at WHO in Des Moines, WHO television. Xavier Wampa, of course, the five-star guy out of Southeast Polk who trimmed his list to Iowa, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. Cerency talked with Xavier Wampa, and he tells him, in a tweet that Cerency just put out, he is not swayed by Brian Kelly's departure from Notre Dame. His top three schools remain Iowa, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Now, Wampa says if he had more time, LSU might jump back up because it was his, quote, dream school, unquote. And he had no idea that Kelly was leaving. So Notre Dame is still in the running, according to what Xavier Wampa said to Des Moines television a little bit ago.
I think Wampa's announcement, at least he's scheduled an announcement within the next few days, right?
I'd have to double check on that.
Yeah.
But it's coming up soon. It's coming up soon, no doubt about that. The five-star safety out of Southeast Polk that helped the Rams win the 5A state championship. 0209, back to the football here before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you. Kirk is also loyal to his upperclassmen. Had a friend walk on in Iowa a few years ago, said there's a lot of players with more talent that don't get playing time. And it did take a while to get Beathard in over Rudock. True. Maybe different circumstances. But, by the way, the marching band there welcoming Brian Kelly at the Baton Rouge Airport. It's fascinating. Is this just everything that's maybe wrong with big time college athletics in 2021? I don't know, but it's fascinating. It is just fascinating. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up next, and there's a ton to talk about with Mike, basketball, football wise, etc., etc. I'm going to throw it to you, Mark, for a look at our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. Stop on by. They're open at 4 o'clock later on today.
Yeah, movements continue in Major League Baseball. Detroit has signed Javi Baez to a long-term contract, and the Cubs have snatched Yan Gomes, a catcher who can also play first base, maybe a little DH outfield. You know, well, he won't play DH for the Cubs, but a two-year deal for $13 million, whether that exacerbates Wilson Contreras' move elsewhere, we shall see. In Big Ten football awards, we touched on them a bit. First teamers by the media for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Dane Belton, Riley Moss, Jack Campbell, Caleb Shudak, and Charlie Jones. Curiously, Jack Campbell was third team by the coaches.
That's weird.
Pro Football Focus announced its all Big 12 team, and running back Breece Hall is a third team running back.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I'm not joking.
I know, that's stupid. And I get it. People love Pro Football Focus. They come up with these ratings and whatnot, and I scratch my head on the weekends and going, okay, this guy is number 78 out of 84. He's an eight-time All-Pro. It's weird. It's just very strange.
Yeah, and finally, throw this in, Tyler Cook, the former Iowa player, had 30 points and 11 rebounds in the G League last night for the Windy City Bulls.
Not the Chicago Bulls, the Windy City Bulls out there. How is Breece Hall a third team anything?
Well, you got the Kansas State back. You've got Bijan Robinson from Texas. I don't recall the second teamers. I think the Oklahoma back was on the second. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense out there. Boys basketball, first big night around the state of Iowa and the Metro as well. We'll be over at Kennedy tonight. Good one. Non-conference Metro game on CRM Live Sports on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. Just check out CRM Live Sports. Kennedy hosting Marion tonight. We'll have it at about 7:20. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. Want to remind you, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And the 5 o'clock hour is Drive Time. It's driven by Linder Tire Service. They have three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Check them out online at lindertire.com. We'll be back to talk to Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist, right after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day today. Temperatures are going to be around 50 degrees for high, so still mild. Later on tonight, clouds will start to move back in. Temperatures drop into the mid to upper 30s, and we will have the chance for some sprinkles or light showers late tonight into early Wednesday morning. Clouds will then clear, and temperatures will quickly climb up into the mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. We'll get even warmer on Thursday with temperatures nearing 60 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Need gifts for your furry and not so furry friends and family? Join Dogs Forever and shop their annual Holla Dog Bazaar December 4th at Ideal Social Hall in Cedar Rapids. Buy a little or buy a lot. You'll be helping homeless pets find their forever home.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Not many places can say this, but at Fairfax State Savings Bank, it's the 20s again. They welcomed their first customer way back in 1924. Things were a little different then, like cars and how much you could buy with a shiny new nickel. But since that first day, one thing hasn't changed. It's the way Fairfax State Savings Bank has proudly helped this community survive and thrive. They are the bank here. Stop in or visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things than Caesars.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back with you at 3:33 here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday in KGYM. Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, joins us tomorrow to talk college wrestling. Looking forward to that. Iowa State coming up this weekend and a whole lot more. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com also joins us coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Scott, Mark with you as we take you through the busy Tuesday edition of the Gym Class program here on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Happy to bring on our friend Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas. Covers the Iowa men's basketball team and, of course, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And Great. Very busy time for everybody who's a Hawkeye fan out there, I guess. And I'm going to ask you, we kind of started this yesterday, Mike. Last Friday, 2:30, 2:45 in the afternoon, it was 21-6 Nebraska. Did you ever envision in your crystal ball the way things would work out?
I thought they had maybe Iowa had a 2% chance. I mean, it felt like, okay, they danced with danger quite a bit in the past few weeks, but this time it caught up to them, and they're not coming back from this.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, you know, it's been said for 100 years since college football's been around that if it's a 9-2 team against a 3-8 team, bet on the 9-2 team.
Hayden Fry had many, I don't know if they're famous or not, but he had many sayings, and one was, the sun don't shine on the same dog's rump all the time, or something to that effect. But it certainly has on Iowa, unlike Nebraska. It for me, Mike, and you do such a great job of this, trying to explain what's going on, whether it's the special teams or A plus B equals C. But, man, this is sort of hard to explain this season, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. I mean, what you just said, defense and special teams can win you a lot of games if you just stay close and don't shoot yourself in the foot on offense. I mean, you don't always have to rack up big yardage or get first, you know, a ton of first downs, but don't give the ball away. You know, don't hand your opponent the ball at the 10-yard line. Just, you know, if you have to punt 8 times, fine. Get off 8 good punts, cover the punts, down the punts, let your defense go to work, and sooner or later things will break for you. In this game, the offense wasn't getting it done once again, but the defense wasn't either. Nebraska had 3 long touchdown drives, one in each of the first 3 quarters. So it's 21-9, and, you know, there's your special teams, the block punt, and as soon as that punt was blocked and Iowa took it in for the score, there wasn't a person in that stadium who didn't know what was going to follow. Nebraska was beaten. Iowa had awakened. And, you know, Nebraska didn't fire another shot in the fourth quarter.
No, they did not. And Iowa comes away with the win. And then Minnesota beats Wisconsin. And now everyone pointing to Saturday. Busy 48 hours for you, but we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Iowa and Michigan. First of all, I don't think anyone thought it was going to be Michigan. Everyone was kind of banking on Ohio State. But I tell you, this is a Michigan team that is very, very stout. They are a lot like the Hawkeyes, I guess, with a tremendous defense. This Hutchinson guy is the best defender in the Big Ten, maybe in the country, that Iowa's going to have to block coming up on Saturday night. It's just another in a succession of great challenges for this Iowa football team.
Yeah, and it looks pretty imposing to me. I think it's a worse matchup than Ohio State for them in some ways. Michigan is just a more physical team than Ohio State. I mean, that to me, that was obvious.
Yeah.
That's where they beat them. They ran the ball down their throats. And Ohio State just didn't match up to them when it came to physicality. It was, you know, I don't know if it was stunning, but it was certainly, it was vivid. This is a tough, tough Michigan team. It's more like the Michigan teams of yesteryear than they've had up there in a while. They got a new offensive coordinator, and I believe that they've got some things that are just better for their offense that fit what they want to do. The quarterback has been good, and the running back is like Haskins is like the perfect lead back for that, the way they want to play ball. And, you know, they've got the power preferences back, and they do have the spread pieces as well. But then they've got the dominant defense, too. I mean, I think this is a better defense than Wisconsin has. And I think it's going to be the best defense Iowa's seen. And I don't know what those Iowa offensive tackles are going to be able to do against Hutchinson and his colleague, Ojabo, who's all-conference caliber defensive end. It could be a long night for Iowa's O-line. And Michigan's secondary is very good, too.
In your mind, Mike, who is the most valuable player of this Iowa team?
I don't know. It's easy to say something cute like the kicker or punter, but what would they be without Jack Campbell? I don't know.
Linderbaum, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, Linderbaum, you say, well, they're still the number 123rd offense in the country. Okay, but what if they didn't have Linderbaum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the offense would have been an absolute disaster. So that's a hard one to quantify. But yeah, one thing you can say without the least bit of uncertainty is that the kicker and punter have been absolutely fantastic. And the huge reasons why they're 10-2 instead of 6-6.
I would agree. And Kirk got pretty emotional at times again today, has several times throughout the year. I think more than any other season that he has been here in Iowa City. And, you know, for whatever case that is. But I think one of the biggest reasons is the fact that this team is very dear to him, because this is the epitome of Kirk Ferentz football that is going on this year in 2021 out on the field. There's no amazing superstar. You got Tyler Linderbaum, we know that, but centers don't get a lot of ink. But this is just to bring your lunch pail to work 9 to 5 and probably overtime and go out and just get the job done type of team, and that's what Kirk I think loves more than anything.
Well, I think that they're a year ahead of schedule, maybe. I mean, they knew they were going to have problems with the offensive line. And, you know, at Seniors Day, there weren't that many vital players who went out and got their, you know, gave the flowers to their parents. You always lose a certain amount of good players, but not an overwhelming amount this year. There's a lot of talent coming back, and I think that they thought they should be good this year, but I don't. You know, the Indianapolis is, I think, in their minds, maybe a bonus. You know, in the beginning of the season, when I looked at all seven teams in that division, I said there's no reason they shouldn't compete for the division title. And I stand by that. But I think I overestimated the offensive line. And there were injuries early, too, when Kyler Schott missed the first few games. And you've seen what a difference it makes when Schott is healthy and in the lineup. I mean, their line the last four games has been so much better than in the first eight. I mean, the rushing was terrible by Big Ten standards, by Iowa standards, in the first eight games. In the last four games, it's been pretty good, especially the last two. So maybe that line is coming around, and maybe it'll put up more of a fight against Michigan than I expect. You know, there are some players who stepped up that you didn't know. I mean, Shudak hadn't been the kicker, so you can't say with certainty he's going to do what he's going to do. You can find other people in the lineup you could say the same things about. The defensive line you didn't know outside of maybe Van Valkenburg. But, you know, they've been all right. And then the freshman wide receivers, true freshmen. Some people don't like to call them true freshmen, but they are true freshmen. They both have given the team a considerable amount, and you couldn't have counted on that. So, in hindsight, yeah, shouldn't have expected 10 wins, but that's where we are. And, you know, they're one shocker away from the Rose Bowl.
In the second half of the season, Mike, I, for one, never believed there was a quarterback controversy. Did you?
No, and it bores me to tears.
Yeah.
Anybody who thought after Friday's game that there was a question of whether Petras would start this week, First, I mean, well, nobody knew that there'd be a game this week, first of all. But let's say Saturday night. Anybody that thought that there was a chance it wouldn't be Petras just doesn't understand. The guy comes off the bench and gave you your best quarterback play in that game. He had been the starter, lost the job to injury, and has started for 2 years. Of course he's going to be the starter Saturday. I mean, it would have been stunning if he hadn't been.
Agreed. Michael Oss joining us at 3:45 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. That's one part of the story. Last night, the Iowa men's basketball team got their first test. And I said earlier on in the program today that even lose or win last night, I thought Iowa passed the test anyway. They got the victory. They got two terrific plays down the stretch. One offensive, one defensive. You're not going to shoot the ball like that all the time in the first half, but when you do, you got a chance to win. And I think this Iowa team's going to be a lot better than a lot of people thought they were going into the season.
Maybe. I'll tell you what, that win's going to look good in March because Virginia will get its act together and win a considerable number of games like it always does. Better to have played them last night than to play them in February or March.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, hey, it was a great win. I mean, I didn't know how they'd react playing against an actual opponent. It's the first team they played that was ranked in the top 200, and that's no exaggeration. And they handled it well. They came out and you know, I'm not sure I'd say they played their game, but they played the kind of game you have to play against Virginia and did it very well. There was no way they were going to stay ahead by 20 points for 40 minutes. Virginia getting the final 6 points of the first half, I thought was a danger sign. And sure enough, they chipped away and chipped away in the second half until that lead was all gone. But to make clutch plays at both ends of the floor in the last 10 seconds, that's something you can take home. I mean, I think if they lose that game, that's going to mess with the psyche. The way it appeared that they might lose it. And, you know, in the last 10 seconds, they made winning plays, clutch plays, offensively and defensively. And from players who could probably use the boost, Toussaint on offense and Patrick McCaffrey on defense, the confidence, that is. So that's a good one. Now, the problem is Friday they go to Purdue. And I think of all the places in the Big Ten to go right now, that's the last one you would want.
Yep.
They're good. And they're not just good, they're enormous. And I don't have any idea what I was going to do to stop the 7'4" guy, Zach Edey, or his pal on the front line, Trevion Williams, who's always played well against Iowa and just about everybody else. They've got like four guys who average at least 6 rebounds. This Edey he's 7'4", sophomore. And I think if I have my numbers right, he averages about 18 points a game and plays about 18 minutes. That's not normal. And then he's not the best player on the team. Williams isn't the best player on the team. They got a lottery pick named Ivy, Jaden Ivy, a sophomore. And he's probably as good a player, maybe the best player in the Big Ten this season.
It's the worst matchup Iowa has in the Big Ten, and they come out of the chute with them. And it showed last night, and everybody that knows basketball knows Iowa's going to have problems with guys in the interior. They did last night. Like I said, it's going to be a tough matchup, and we're going to see a lot of zone, I think, but I don't even know how that's going to be effective.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting. Iowa, I think can match up with Purdue in some places, but who's going to stop those big guys? I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen the next game in Iowa City when Colburn comes in with Illinois. I saw he got 28 in his last game. last night, I think.
Yeah, against Notre Dame.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, these guys ate up Luka Garza. You know, I don't see Rabracha or anybody else on Iowa's roster that is going to be able to do better.
Mike, I spent a lot of time watching the guard situation for Iowa last night, knowing that Toussaint is your primary point guard, Jordan Bohannon moving to the off guard. I mean, Toussaint obviously hit the game-winning shot, but he's shooting better than 50% from the field this year, leads the team in assists, leads the team in steals. And last night, I watched a lot of Jordan Bohannon, but his shot looked really pure, and he looked very comfortable hitting six threes. I guess your observation of the guards.
Well, he should. I mean, he's a 24-year-old who's been around the block several times, and that gets talked about so much. But it makes it such a difference, you know. You've got to – you don't have – it's not an old team in terms of seniors, but you do have got all five of their starters are at least 20 years old. And you've got two 24-year-olds in Bohannon and Rabracha. I thought Rabracha did some nice things last night. So Toussaint Jr., who's played a lot as a freshman and sophomore, and they've got it's not an old lineup, but it's a tested lineup in some ways. Now, I heard it said last night that only three of these guys had played college ball in front of a crowd before.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, that's different, but come on, you know. These guys have been playing basketball their whole lives in every sort of situation. That's overblown. But it at the same time I say that, you see what Bohannon does in the eye of the hurricane. Just nonplussed the way he was sticking those threes last night. And when he's right, what a weapon. You know, it's a difference maker for sure.
Yeah, it is. And the Big Ten, we'll see how it fares. It's very early, but, you know, Michigan's struggling a little bit. Illinois has got injury problems up and down the line. Did get a very good win last night. Like I said, Purdue is the cream of the crop right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But this thing will probably change tides and shift gears about three times before February.
Right, and I'm not going to be given to make any judgments about Iowa until I've seen them play like maybe 8 or 10 Big Ten games.
Mike, before we let you go, I want to give you a shot at our poll question today, kgymradio.com. Should Iowa State fans be concerned about Matt Campbell taking the Notre Dame job? Yes or no?
Well, you can't do anything about it. You know? Why do we waste our time worrying about these things that are out of our control? If he goes, he goes. If he stays, he stays. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's...
I mean, and also, at what point... What's the number? What's the number of job openings that you stop doing this? I mean, what's Campbell up to now? It's got to be, you know.
Double digits.
25, 50, 100 maybe.
True.
Maybe this is the one. But I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame is not hiring a search firm. Notre Dame's athletic director knows he doesn't have to go to people. They will come to him. And some of the people who apply for that Notre Dame job, I bet, are, you know, the creme de la creme of college coaching, maybe pro coaching. And maybe they would want Matt Campbell, but they're not going to have any shortage of name candidates.
No, and they'll get somebody good. Trust me on that one. Always do, it seems.
And they'll get somebody who will abandon his team at the drop of a hat, and away they'll go.
Yep, and be criticized for doing so.
Well, if you'd have taken that New York Times job, I would have felt abandoned too, Mike.
Scott, right now I'm here to tell you, I would never have left. Never.
Never.
Unless I would have got $1 more.
Hey, there's some fine hotels in Lebanon, Indiana, which is halfway between Lafayette and Indianapolis, just to let you know for Friday night.
Yeah, it's of no help whatsoever.
Okay. Hey, Mike, keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right.
Michael Oss, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. We'll take a final break, come back, and wrap things up after this.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday Sale. Hurry in for best selection. Prices good through December 5th. Give the gift of power and performance with a Masterforce Boost 20-volt brushless oscillating multi-tool kit. Just $119. Plus, get a free bonus toolbox. Save on a 22-foot aluminum multi-position ladder that can be positioned in five different ways. Only $139 after rebate. Check out these and more amazing Black Friday deals at Menards. Available in store only while supplies last.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, including Kubota L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus save up to $1,400. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Kubota, proud sponsor of Cyclone Football on the Iowa State Radio Network. Visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
Back at 3:56, couple minutes remaining here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Tomorrow, Mark Ironside joins us to talk college wrestling. Looking forward to that. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us as well to answer your fantasy football questions. So get those ready to go overnight as we get into, what, week 12, 13? I don't even know what it is. Good talk there with Mike, and good insight there as far as Iowa football and Iowa basketball is concerned. Big Ten ACC shootout continues tonight with more games. The Big Ten leading it 2-0 right now. Minnesota goes to Pitt tonight. Indiana is at Syracuse. Syracuse is a mess right now. Florida State is at Purdue tonight. Northwestern goes to Wake Forest. Duke, number one in the country, goes to Ohio State, and Clemson will be at Rutgers. So six games coming up tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Bunch of good basketball out there tonight for you to watch. And if your fancy is high school basketball, we know where to go, right, Scott?
Indeed. CRM Live Sports tonight, Kennedy hosting Marion. Should be a good one tonight. A lot of talent on the court, and we'll be on the air at about 7:20 coming up tonight. 17:75, Iowa plays to the level of their opponent. Iowa will beat Michigan, according to 17:75.
All righty, then.
We will ask Dave coming up on Friday. Notice I didn't say the panel. I just said we'll ask Dave with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up on Friday.
Already working on the tiebreaker.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Dave owns the tiebreaker, no doubt about that. All right. Enjoy the basketball coming up tonight. We'll be back talking some wrestling with you and fantasy football and other sports activities coming up on the Wednesday edition of the show. Have a great night, Mark.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union, right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Marty, I am the ghost of rewards past, here to show you all the cash back you could have earned on your...